Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining me today. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. You know the rules of engagement to engage with the program. Easiest way to do that is to send me a text message, tell me anything, TMA, or ask me anything, AMA. On your message app, the number is 33103. 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. And if you, and this would have been an interesting week to follow me on X, because of everything that's been going on this week. And my handle on X, formerly Twitter, is at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So let's get started. What I want to talk about first off is something of importance that I think has been shoved aside because of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I will talk some more about the assassination of Charlie Kirk later in the program. But before I do, I want to say this. I don't intend to spend the entire program talking about it. If you want to hear my reaction to it and my reaction to the events of this week, then you should have already heard it. Number one, if you're paying attention, you should have already heard it because you should have been listening to me. And second, if you haven't heard it, but you would like to, this is a great time to go subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, go search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, you hit that subscribe button. Of course, leave a 5-star review because that helps us with the algorithm. And then you'll have all 5 days of the weekday program and you'll hear everything that I have to say about it. And then, of course, that means you'll start getting the weekday program going forward, which is a good thing for you and a good thing for me. So it's a win-win situation. But I spent a lot of time this week talking about everything that had been going on in the country, and it was a rough time for the country. And I talked about this particular topic that I'm about to introduce. I've talked about this topic. I honestly don't remember, but I have to go back and find my notes, which I don't tend to keep. If I had it in my notes, I would know whether I did it earlier this week or if this is something I did last week. But it's about our natural rights, our God-given rights, the right of free speech. You know, most of the rights that are embodied in the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, commonly known as the Bill of Rights, is really an expression of God-given or natural law. God-given rights, natural law. Those are the rights that you and I enjoy, not because the government gives them to us, And not because the government grants us those rights, but because as human beings, we have those rights. Now, if you happen to be a Christian, then you would argue that those are God-given rights because you're made in the image of God, made man in the image of himself. And so, therefore, like God, we have these natural rights. The right to express ourselves. The right to have an opinion, and not just have that opinion, but to express that opinion. We have the right to associate with people that we want to associate with. I have seen on some subreddits and on some Quora conversations kind of a funny conversation going on that as you get older, your circle of friends gets smaller and smaller. And some people younger than me, obviously, are making the comment that that's a lesson that we ought to learn from the old farts, and we ought to get rid of the people in our lives that are a burden. And I don't mean like, you know, get rid of your mom because she's in the hospital. I mean, get rid of those people who are negative influences in your life. Those people who are, that tend to be negative, that tend to draw you down, that tend to put you in a bad mood. Why spend your time with those people? Get rid of those people. I think that's fairly sage advice. But that's also a natural, God-given right. If I choose not to associate with you, or I choose to belong to a particular group or a particular organization, assuming that it's not some criminal organization, I have this God-given right to do so. I have a right to travel. I have a right. Now, we can go down the rabbit hole of driver's licenses and public transportation and, you know, taxes for public roadways. But you have a right to go from point A to point B, to live wherever you want to live, to travel freely within the confines of the law. But you have a right. If I want to finish the program today, broadcasting from Denver, and I want to get in my car, and I want to drive to my undisclosed location in New Mexico and spend the rest of the weekend down there, I can go do that. And I don't have to show a passport or any sort of ID when I travel from Colorado to New Mexico or vice versa. We have the right to be secure in our papers, our property, our things, without the government coming in and just, you know, kind of like a thief in the night, just ransacking your house. The only way the government can do that is upon a proper warrant. You have a right to be free from that interference. You have the right that if you need to defend yourself from bodily harm, from people stealing your property, or harming yourself or your neighbors or your family, you have a right to engage in self-defense. Now, as society has gotten more and more complex, we have, through judicial decisions, through statute, through policies, through regulations, we have put some limitations on those rights, some of which I agree with and most of which I disagree with. I think that free speech, and free speech, I mean, I have the right. This is something that I talk to my local audience about incessantly because people so much misunderstand what the Supreme Court said about you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. No, you can. And in fact, you can falsely shout fire in a crowded theater. You have a God-given right to express yourself, and if you want to lie, and you want to cause panic, and you want to create havoc, then, yeah, you can do that. But guess what? There will be consequences to it. So while you have the right, there are ramifications of exercising that right. So if there's not a fire in a theater, and I stand up on the front row and turn around and yell, fire, fire, and everybody panics and screams and starts running and they trample over each other, and somebody is harmed or somebody is killed, then I can be proximately held liable for those injuries and that death, assuming that they can prove that in court, that I was the proximate cause of the panic by falsely shouting fire in the theater, then yes, I can be held liable for that. But if I want to stand up and yell fire in the theater, you know, I can do it. But there are consequences. What the Supreme Court said was that you can shout falsely that there is fire in the theater, but there are criminal and civil liabilities for doing so. So when people say you can't shout fire in a theater, yeah, you can. You just need to understand that there are going to be ramifications. And we've seen some of that in people expressing themselves about the death of Charlie Kirk. Before I even tell you the specific topic, let's take a break, because I just want you to think for a moment about the concept of free speech. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line is open, 33103. Go subscribe to the podcast. Follow me at X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. It's, this is funny. I was just getting ready to say the text line's open. Of course, you can tell me anything and ask me anything. And I just glanced at the text line, and goober number 0872 writes and says, Mike, okay, ask you anything, huh? Okay, my son finished near the top of his class a couple of years ago from the U.S. Navy Nuclear Energy School, Engineering School, and now is proudly serving on the USS Alabama. Is U.S. Nuke School the most academically challenging school in the world's military? I don't know, but I would guess probably so. The only thing that might be different would be, and of course this will start a fight, would be almost any other engineering school. Nuclear energy or, maybe you're studying aerospace engineering. That can be very challenging, too. Electrical engineering, any sort of engineering. Of course, none of that, however, just to make sure everybody understands, whatever engineering school or whatever type of engineering school you're going to is not nearly as academically challenging as, drum roll, please, law school. So there you go. So before the break, we were talking about kind of what a rough week it's been. And it has been a rough week. And this particular topic, I talked briefly about. And in fact, when I look at the date that the comments by Senator Kaine were made on September 3rd, 10 days ago. So it was last week before I talked about this on the local program. But I want to talk about it again because in light of everything that has happened this week, I think this is, without focusing on Charlie Kirk and the assassination and all of the hoopla around that, and I don't mean that derogatorily, but we're going to discuss the hoopla in a minute. What Senator Kaine said, I found astonishing, because he takes an oath of office that says that he will uphold the U.S. Constitution. In fact, the official oath of the Senate is a solemn promise by senators to, quote, support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter. It's a commitment to uphold the Constitution. Not a party, not the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party. It started by every senator. Even if you've taken the oath of office, you're newly elected, and you took the oath of office when the Senate convened on January 2nd or 3rd, whatever it was, of this year. It is taken by the senators at the start of each new Congress, typically in January of every odd-numbered year. And this oath of office dates back to the 1860s during the Civil War. So Senator Kaine took this particular oath of office. What he said during a hearing is what's got me upset. He said, and this is from September 3rd, he said the following.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
No, what's extremely troubling, Senator, is your complete bastardization of the concept of natural or God-given rights. Yes, the Iranians live in a theocracy. And the mullahs, the Ayatollah and the mullahs, the theocrats that control that country, they interpret what they believe Allah said. They interpret what they believe Muhammad said. And that they then impose their beliefs and their rights upon the Iranian people. And they operate from a point of a dictatorship where the people don't have the ultimate power. Because if they did, the Iranian people would have gotten rid of the mullahs and the Ayatollah a long time ago. So he completely bastardizes and inverts the whole concept of natural rights. But what else is he doing? He's trying to disparage the notion that rights don't come from the law or the government, and that they actually do come from the government. Well, that's where he goes completely off the rail, and I think is absolutely despicable for a United States senator. Here he is likening this country to a radical theocracy, which if you're engaged in archery, completely misses the mark. The standard conservative response to that error is to remind the one in error, in this case Tim Kaine, that if the government is indeed in the business of bestowing rights upon we the people, then government can most certainly assume the business of stripping those rights from the people. That's such an easy argument to make. It's a valid argument to make, but it's so easy to make, and it's become almost trite. It's true, but it's one of those things that, well, you know, if they can bestow the rights, then they can take away the rights. And that becomes the end of the argument. Well, that's not the end of the argument with me. Because this country was forged in the fires of violent revolution over, quite frankly, issues far less severe than the issues that we face in this country today. The early revolutionaries raised hell in Boston Harbor over attacks on tea, their drink of choice. Today, we never truly own property thanks to property taxes. Oh, you may have paid your mortgage off a long time ago, and you think you now own your property, your house, but you really don't because you're still suffering under property taxes. We suffer under heavy income taxes, taxes that weren't even conceived of during the time of the founding and are now seen as a dumping ground for the rest of the world's charity cases and problems. Oh, come on here because American taxpayers will feed you and house you and clothe you and... You know, I can just go on and on and on. But should we honor a government? Should we honor a government that believes our rights come from laws written by man rather than laws written simply to affirm our God-given rights? I wouldn't consent to the passage of any law violating the concept of natural rights. And I won't surrender my God-given rights. No matter what a politician in, you know, a nice suit with a Ferragamo tie or an officer with a badge says, you actually honor God by defying tyrants. I'm not sure Americans have the stomach to do that anymore. The founders learned from the failures of their English countrymen exactly what happens when you lose that ability to honor God by defying tyrants. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. A little more on this coming up next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome
Your support of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation makes a lasting difference in real lives, like the lives of the Ernst family. When U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Michael Thomas Ernst was killed in a training accident, Tunnel to Towers provided a mortgage-free home to his loving family. His wife Megan is grateful to Tunnel to Towers and supporters like you for lifting that financial burden off of her shoulders. She says their home is a safe space for her and her children, a place where they remember and feel the love of their fallen hero. Since Tunnel to Towers was founded in the aftermath of 9/11, the Ernst family is one of many that people like you have helped. But there's so much more to do. Many are still in need. We mustn't forget. America's heroes have given so much, and together, we can say thank you in a lasting and meaningful way. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. T, the number 2, T.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria.
proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, I really do. I mean, you know, it's Saturday and you're probably out doing things. I don't know whether you're listening at home in your car, you're traveling, whatever you're doing. But the fact that you take out time on a weekend to listen to little old me, I really do appreciate that. Back to this whole thing about natural rights and Senator Tim Kaine, the senior senator. No, I think he's actually the junior senator from Virginia. Of all places, the home of Thomas Jefferson had this to say.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law.
You know, the arrogance of this SOB who thinks that, oh, you know, bow down and worship me because I'm a U.S. senator. Now, I've told you before, I have a really bad attitude toward politicians. And that is because having, you know, roamed among them in the wild, I know what they're like. And something happens when you win an election. And I think this is probably true at all levels of government, all the way down. If you elect the dog catcher in your town and the dog catcher gets elected, and now the dog catcher's got a badge. Somehow the dog catcher thinks that he's better than you, and he's got power over you, and he can subject you to his power. There's something about that that just drives me crazy. Well, I watched that up close and personal in my almost 6 years in D.C. of these politicians and people like Tim Kaine, who was there when I was there, who just tend to think that, hey, I got one more vote than the person running against me, and then I get to wear a little lapel pin that allows me to walk around anywhere I want to. And sometimes, you know, they have their, depending on what, you know, if they're in the leadership, they might have a security detail. But they get all of these perks of office. And suddenly they think that, you know, us, you know, dweebs out here are just their subjects. They really have that attitude. Now, I respect the fact that they had the gumption to get out there and run for office and win, well, congratulations. But that didn't make you any different than me or you or anybody else. But that's the attitude that someone like Tim Kaine has. And I find it despicable, truly despicable. And it's an anathema to what this whole country is supposed to stand for. The founders of this country learned you have to put yourself in their shoes. They learned from the failures of their English countrymen from centuries leading up to the American Revolution. They saw how they were subjected to the whims of King George and all before and after King George. And so they created a system of government that for coming up on 250 years, a quarter of a millennia, has stood the test of time. But now we're trembling. The foundations of this nation are trembling under an onslaught of weaponized lawfare, crafty manipulation, a focus on the letter, not the spirit of laws that were drafted long ago, on an uneducated and ignorant population, under a group of people who for generations has been driven to believe that, oh, the government's going to take care of me. Or wrongly believing that, oh, I heard Michael Brown say that I have an unfettered right of free speech. Without hearing, yeah, you do, but there will be consequences. You can say whatever you want. But if you work for a company or you have a contract or you're in a position, you're an employee of, you know, just a small business somewhere, and you say something really stupid, and you say it on social media, and it gets amplified, or the boss sees it, or whatever, bosses can decide, oh, I don't want that person working for me. And then we suffer from laws that are bastardized because of interpretation. Freedoms and rights are timeless, and they don't change over time, and they don't change in the face of adversity. That, Senator Cain, is why Americans believe or should believe that our rights come from God. Man is made in the image of God, meaning he has an imperishable soul that lives on forever. And because man is made in the image of God, man has dignity. And because man has dignity, being made in the image of God, he is worthy of those rights that God gives us. And those rights include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and all the things that go into making human flourishing possible. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, the right to keep and bear arms, protections against unlawful search and seizure, due process, the list just goes on, and includes things that, quite frankly, are probably now obsolete, but were anything but at the end of the 18th century, such as the right to not be forced to quarter troops. Well, that may seem outdated, and it may seem obsolete because it's in the Constitution, but you really do have a God-given right that the government can't just storm into your house and say, hey, I've got this battalion out in the front yard, and because I'm the leader of the battalion, I'm going to sleep in your master bedroom. And by the way, we expect you to cook breakfast. We went breakfast at, 0600. No. You see, the purpose of the Constitution is to protect us from abuses by the government. Although, listen closely, it does not necessarily protect men from each other or guarantee that an angry employer who can't take your free speech won't cut you loose in a manner that you might seem unfair, but not necessarily unlawful. Huge difference between something maybe not being fair, but not being unlawful. This gets back to, I have often said that tyranny is comfortable. If you don't understand freedom, and if you are a timid soul, then tyranny might be kind of a comfortable blanket. You know how it feels if you've ever been somewhere other than maybe your home, or maybe the heat's gone out in your home some winter night, and you wake up in the morning, and the bedroom is just freezing cold, but your nose is cold and your ears are cold, and you suddenly realize you've curled up in that blanket and you've got that blanket around, except you've got to keep your nose out because you've got to breathe. And all that warmth, that's tyranny. And you don't want to throw that blanket off because that's cold and chaotic. Thomas Jefferson once said that I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. I do too, but I'm afraid that American society has become comfortable in that soft blanket of tyranny that we currently suffer under, and that we don't understand that freedom is dangerous. Freedom comes with consequences. Now, interestingly, I've heard people say, oh, well, prison is the safest place in the world. Well, prison's also tyranny. You get up at a certain time, you get fed. You get, maybe depending on your crime, you get a certain amount of time out in the yard in the general population, or maybe if the severity of your crime, you might spend a little time, 1 hour a day in the yard by yourself, playing hoops or something by yourself. And then you go back in and lights out at a certain time. Well, wouldn't that be, only 3 square meals a day? You get to read books all day long. You might even have a little TV or radio. You can listen to me. In fact, I know that prisoners listen to me all the time. Ask them if that isn't tyranny that they're living under. But, it's safe and comfortable, isn't it? Now, I know it's not safe and comfortable in the sense that you and I would want to be safe and comfortable. But for many people on the outside, they look at a prison and say, that's safe and comfortable. When Kirk named his organization Turning Point USA, I don't think anybody understood how his life and his impact might unfold or how his earthly life would end. Indeed, this moment may reflect, as many people have said, I'm not the first to say it, that this may be a turning point in American history, as normal, everyday Americans who don't take part in the debate over our freedoms, but may vote when the time comes, start to awake to see the monsters that the schools, the media, radicalized governments have created, who have no issue cheering the demise of somebody who died using words to make arguments against people with whom he disagreed. In the past few days, the forces of evil gathered on the American left, and they have, you know, circulated all sorts of words that Charlie Kirk said. And then, even in quarters known to me, people that I know and I've been told have celebrated this death. Now, they may have not published anything on X or on Facebook or, you know, did a little dance on TikTok or said anything elsewhere, but they've circulated really stupid words, obviously hateful words, but stupid words. I think someone like Senator Kaine has just been in office far too long. And when everyone becomes comfortable in a certain lifestyle, and I think politicians, because incumbency is such a strong factor in our electoral process, that incumbency, like 99-some% of incumbents get reelected. And so they get very, very comfortable. And when they get comfortable, they get stupid. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, the text line 33103. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasswash Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Christians and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their Creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
The fact that you say that is extremely troubling. I think people like Tim Kaine have been in office far too long, and they enjoy all the prestige that comes with it without any fear of consequence or impactful criticism that might drive him from his perch, upon which they sit there and make $174,000 a year plus all of the perks and the campaign money and everything else they can to live in one of the most costly housing markets in America, are universally multimillionaires, and then in his time in office, he and his ilk have become cancers to this American experiment, and they've turned their backs on things that not only a Charlie Kirk or that you and I might have believed in, but what countless millions of those whom you're supposed to serve believe in. I don't respect an elected or appointed official if they consider themselves superior in judgment or wisdom to God Almighty. America is special because our system of government is founded upon the consent of you and me, the governed. Whereas we were once the subjects of a distant crown across the ocean, we are now the sons of liberty, and we are commanded to uphold our rights. The father of the country, George Washington, said in the very first inaugural address, you need to go read it, the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the Republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps as finely staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. So, Senator, neither we nor these inalienable rights shall ever be subject to your illegitimate leadership and the advocacy for any form of government, denying the hand of God and clothing his people with dignity. See, we're Americans, and we believe in those natural God-given rights. We have holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, or maybe not holy, because if one thing that I can see from the assassination of Charlie Kirk this week is the attention that is now focused on around the world, the influence that, and let me be very specific here, it's not so much Charlie Kirk, it is what he represented. The willingness to go inside the belly of the beast, a college campus, without a college degree to go on to Oxford and engage in the Oxford debates, to stand his own ground, to freely and openly espouse his beliefs. I'm sure there was some fear. You can't be in that position without some fear. But to bravely go forth and do that. And I think what we see is, and I beg you not to take this wrong, is what we should see is what I think Charlie Kirk would want us to see, is a reawakening of just how bad or evil, whichever word you're most comfortable with, that the left is trying to impose by fundamentally transforming America. And I always use that phrase because when I first heard a winning presidential candidate utter those words upon winning the presidency from a balcony like Peron in Argentina or something, that we are now about to embark upon the fundamental transformation of America, I didn't think those were words to cheer or to go, oh, what an amazing orator. I thought, what a despot. To fundamentally transform? I would like to see us fundamentally get back to the principles upon which the country was founded. I honestly question whether we can do that or not. Now, if Charlie and I were having a debate, he would argue that, yes, we can, that we can get back to that. And he had this movement that was trying to do that by re-educating or retraining or at least giving voice to those who were fearful of giving voice, a voice that said, you know, I really believe that, and if you can stand up and say that, I can stand up and say that too. And showing that without fear, showing bravery and courage to stand up and espouse what you believe. Knowing the consequences. Did he expect to die or to be assassinated? No. Did he probably contemplate it or think about it? I'm sure. You cannot be in the public sphere in this day and age without considering or thinking about that. But that courage, that ability, I think that's what needs to carry on. And while we go through a period of mourning and we go through a period of wall-to-wall coverage that some people are beginning to become, stop this. I understand that. I totally understand that. But instead, focus on the ability to express yourself. But if you do go out and express yourself, remember, there are consequences. I want to give you some examples of that because you may be a little thinking to your mind, well, Michael, if you talk about free speech, then why are people getting in trouble? Well, that misses a fundamental understanding of the First Amendment. That's next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Taxes are a pain. Dealing with the IRS takes forever, and understanding taxes? Forget it. You need the pros at Tax Network USA on your side. If you're drowning in debt and don't know where to turn, call Tax Network USA for a free consultation today at 800-780-8888. That's 800-780-8888. Their team of experts have settled over $500 million in tax debts nationwide. They'll work to reduce your tax liability. Call 800-780-8888.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the wake of the murder of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk earlier this week, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson asked members of Congress to pause for a moment of silence. But instead, the House chamber broke out into a profanity-laced shouting match on the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill. With Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson called for a return to civility in the House.
Especially at a time like this, after a difficult week in America, we're struggling with the loss of our friend, and everyone's dealing with that raw emotion right now. The nation is rattled in many ways, and so are the members of Congress, and I think that probably explains some of the unfortunate things that happened on the Hill this week. We don't regard the other side as the enemy, and that's the way it should be done, and we've got to get back to that.
President Trump says Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox is making an impassioned plea for Americans, and young people in particular, to use the horror of Charlie Kirk's public assassination as an inflection point to turn the country away from political violence and division. Cox spoke on Friday at a news conference, announcing authorities had a suspect in the conservative activist killing in custody. He called it a moment to make a choice, escalate, or, in his words, find an off-ramp from the heated political rhetoric. The two-term Republican governor has throughout his career issued pleas for bipartisan cooperation. More from townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here. Everything is getting more expensive these days. Groceries to gas, healthcare. If you're feeling that squeeze, you're not alone. Listen, your biggest asset might just be the answer, your home. That's why I strongly recommend my good friends at Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team have helped so many families, especially in times like these, tap into their home's equity to keep their head above water, whether it's covering rising medical costs, helping out a loved one, or just breathing room in your monthly budget. They can help. You see, you're not giving up. You're just getting smart, because at the end of the day, it's about protecting in your family and your future. Make sure you ask how you can skip two mortgage payments when you refinance. Two! Going into the fall and the holidays, that could really be helpful, right? Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. It's Fellowship Home Loans. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
After an attempt to secure a bipartisan deal came up short this week, Senate Republicans went nuclear for the fourth time in the Senate's history on Thursday to speed up confirmation of President Trump's nominees.
Republicans have threatened to turn to the nuclear option, which would allow for a rule change with a simple majority vote, to blast through the blockade from Senate Democrats and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Lawmakers were frustrated that, through the first 8 months of Donald Trump's presidency, not a single nominee had moved through fast-track unanimous consent or voice votes. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argued it shouldn't have come as a surprise to Democrats what Republicans intended to do. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Wall Street coasted to the finish of its best week in the last 5 weeks on Friday. The S&P 500 budged just a bit down by less than 0.1% from its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped by 0.6%. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Brazil's former president has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election laws.
The panel of justices convicted former President Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup after he lost his re-election bid in 2022. They sentenced him to more than 27 years in prison, setting off street celebrations by Bolsonaro opponents. But count President Trump among those very unhappy.
I thought he was a good president of Brazil, and it's very surprising that that could happen. That's very much like they tried to do with me, but they didn't get away with it.
Bolsonaro is currently under house arrest in Brasilia. He can appeal. I'm Ben Thomas.
John Daly is in the PGA Tour Champions record book for the highest score on a hole. He made a 19 in the first round of the Sanford International. Daly hit seven straight balls into a hazard at the par 5, 12th hole. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Only Kirk was unknown before the assassination. Turning Point USA may be unknown to many people before the assassination. But I think it is worth understanding why. And this may make some people uncomfortable, but call somebody that cares. Charlie Kirk was personal friends with both Donald Trump and with J.D. Vance, the vice president. In addition to that, he was personal friends with, my guess would be, almost everybody at Fox News, at at Fox News. One of the reasons, let's start with Fox first. I'm talking 10, 15 years ago, when he was in his early 20s, he pushed himself, literally pushed to get Fox to interview him about his organization and what he was trying to accomplish and what he was doing. And like any good entrepreneur, he worked and worked and worked until he found that point of entry. And once he found that point of entry, and I don't know whether it was Hannity or somebody else, or maybe it was just a booker or a producer, but somebody caught note and said, oh, well, this sounds interesting. Let's put him on one of the programs. Could have been Fox Morning, Fox and Friends, I think is what they call it. Could have been any number of programs. But the way the media works is once you make that point of entry, because all of the other hosts, maybe they don't personally watch all the other programs, although most of them, and many of them do. All of the bookers and all the producers watch and listen all the time because they are all competing with one another. You don't think that I compete with the shows that emanate from this very building during the same time frame that I'm on air? Of course I do. Now, I don't listen to them, but I know my producer does. And, in fact, my producer works on some of those programs. And so I find out from him, what are they talking about? What are they doing? How are things with the audience? Because it's a very competitive business. Once you make that entry, once you've made that entree into that world, then other bookers will talk to their producers and say, hey, I heard this guy, he was on, he was interesting, and I think he might be a good subject for our program, whatever that program might be. And so then it begins to snowball, and it snowballs and it grows, and that also helps him grow his organization. And the organization grows, and then it gets reported, and if you're paying attention at all to social media, you hear about it and you read about it. He starts to grow his social media presence. And I've always been honored that Charlie followed me on X. He's one of many people. You know, one of the first persons that when Twitter first came out, one of the first persons that followed me was Andrew Breitbart. And I was so honored to have Andrew following me because Andrew, the really original conservative happy warrior, understood that based on my experience that, oh, this is somebody that really understands conservatism, understands the Constitution, is articulate in doing that, and I want to engage with him, and I want him to engage with me. So when Charlie Kirk followed me on X, naturally I was honored to have him because I had been watching and seeing what he was doing. So all of that organization began to grow, and I've always believed, particularly the older I get, that anywhere, any place, anybody who can start organizing and start educating and start exemplifying the principles of conservatism to a younger generation that has absolutely been devoid of any teachings about it, then I'm fully supportive of that. So he built this empire that even caught the attention of Barron Trump, Donald Trump's son with Melania, the first lady. And the story goes, as I heard someone describe it, that Trump was describing it, so it's hearsay, just secondhand, is that he had reached out to Barron, Charlie Kirk had, reached out to Barron about he would really like to, you know, or that Barron would like to meet with Charlie Kirk. And Trump arranged that meeting, or had his staff arrange the meeting. And Barron and Charlie Kirk had lunch, and Barron came back and told his dad, oh my, he was so excited about it and talked about all the things he was doing. And that led Trump to think, wow, Barron's really fascinated by this guy. I need to get to know him. And so then they developed a relationship. And obviously, Charlie Kirk was influential in driving a lot of the youth vote to help Trump win the 2024 election. as he was with J.D. Vance. And he and J.D. Vance became good friends. So what we're witnessing is a close friend and a political ally combined together being assassinated, and that drawing the attention of, obviously, the networks, obviously, the politicos, some members of the House and the Senate, obviously, the presidency, the vice presidency. And so that's elevating all of this. Now, I do indeed worry about it jumping the shark, because the wall-to-wall coverage will begin to turn some people off, and some people will begin to think, why all of the attention without understanding all of the background? Well, that gives you all the background. And with that background, let's delve into some people that are saying some really awful things and suffering the consequences. To which I say, sucks to be you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, text line 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Go follow me on X. Come on. If Andrew Breitbart and Charlie Kirk can follow me on X, surely you can too, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Your support of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation makes a lasting difference in real lives, like the lives of the Ernst family. When U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Michael Thomas Ernst was killed in a training accident, Tunnel to Towers provided a mortgage-free home to his loving family. His wife Megan is grateful to Tunnel to Towers and supporters like you for lifting that financial burden off of her shoulders. She says their home is a safe space for her and her children, a place where they remember and feel the love of their fallen hero. Since Tunnel to Towers was founded in the aftermath of 9/11, the Ernst family is one of many that people like you have helped. But there's so much more to do. Many are still in need. We mustn't forget, America's heroes have given so much, and together, we can say thank you in a lasting and meaningful way. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. T, the number 2, T.org.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you tuning in. Appreciate you listening. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. We love the podcast numbers, and we appreciate everybody listening. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit subscribe. Leave a 5-star review, because that helps us with the algorithm and the ratings, the rankings. And then that will automatically download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you get 6 days of Michael Brown. Isn't that great? Let's talk for a moment about the governor of Utah has handled this situation with the assassination of Charlie Kirk in an amazingly, I think, thoughtful and very respectful way, and pointing out some difficult truths that we need to deal with. He called social media a cancer on society. And in some ways it is. I don't think that all social media is a cancer, but it can go south. It can metastasize. And what can be an actual good platform, like I believe that X is a good platform, Facebook is a so-so platform. I don't engage with TikTok. Parenthetically, I still don't know why it's around. Congress passed a law requiring it to be sold or banned in this country. The court has upheld that ban, and why it's still floating around and why Trump and the administration haven't done anything about it, I don't know. So if your kids or you are on TikTok, the Chinese Communist Party is still watching everything you do, which may not be any, which is different than, say, Elon Musk and X watching everything that you do, or Zuckerberg watching everything you do. If I had to have somebody watching me everything you do, which my local grocery store does, because I've got a rewards program with my local grocery store, I'd rather my local grocery store and Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg be watching me than I would at all than I would the Chinese Communist Party. So it can be a cancer in that if you don't pay attention, you will find yourself being sucked into all the rabbit holes and you'll develop ADHD. The cortisol in your system, and the dopamine will just come flooding through your system, and you'll find yourself just what I call dead scrolling because of something that, quite frankly, you might be interested in that is benign. Maybe you're a golfer. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's any kind of sport. Maybe it's some particular hobby that you have. But as an adult, you know that when you look down at your watch and you realize, oh, I've been watching these golf videos and reading about golf stories for an hour, I probably should go outside and do something. You have the maturity to turn it off and get up and go outside and do something else. Teenagers don't. Young adults don't. So in that sense, it can become a cancer. And I think also many people believe, unfortunately falsely, that it's all anonymous, and that it's ephemeral. It'll disappear. No, it's the internet, and it'll live forever. Go look at the Wayback Machine. The Wayback Machine is a real thing. Well, people have started posting things that they are learning to regret having posted. I firmly believe every human being has the right to free speech. Even if that right had never been codified in the First Amendment, you would still have the same inherent God-given right to express yourself. And any law abridging that right anywhere in the world is an abuse of government power. I don't think that some of the Supreme Court rulings that have limited free speech I follow it, but I would argue vociferously against many of them. There used to be a guy on Twitter, a British comedy writer named Graham Lynam. He had a 2000 sitcom called Black Books. But his political opinions were kind of annoying. I didn't engage with him, but I would read him occasionally just because I read a lot of stuff that I don't agree with because I want to see what the other side's saying. Then his name started popping up in the news. But not because he had said something silly. No, he was in trouble for daring to state the obvious. Trans women are not women. Trans men are not men. That is an indisputable, irrefutable biological fact that, for example, turned J.K. Rowling's fans against her. But unfortunately, Linen doesn't have the Rowling's vast fortune to fall back on, so he's been suffering financially for his refusal to tell the lies that he's been commanded to repeat. And now nobody wants to hire him because he's a transphobe. But now, because the United Kingdom has become this Orwellian hellhole, Linen has been arrested for knowing about the birds and the bees. He wrote about his arrest. I don't remember the date on this. Something odd happened before I even boarded the flight in Arizona. When I handed over my passport at the gate, the official told me I didn't have a seat and had to be reticketed. At the time, I thought it was just the sort of innocent snafu that makes air travel such a joy. But in hindsight, it was clear I'd been flagged. Why? Well, there were five cops waiting for him at Heathrow. When he finally stepped off the flight, he got rebooked on. And they put him in a jail cell before interrogating him about his mean tweets that hurt somebody's feelings. He had written a couple of things back in April. If a trans-identified male is in a female-only space, he is committing a violent, abusive act. Make a scene, call the cops, and if all else fails, punch him in the testicles. Oh, he used a different word. And then he had a photo. He posted a photo taken from the balcony of an apartment in London, of a group of Islamists, all protesting something. I don't know what they were protesting. I don't care. This was back in April also. And his caption was, "A photo you can smell." Yeah. Yeah. Maybe distasteful. Might be offensive to you. It might be offensive to me. It doesn't matter. He was exercising his God-given right of free speech, right? But it got him thrown in jail this year. So no matter where in the world you were when you said it, he got in trouble for speaking his mind. But he got in trouble by the government. The government, and that's the difference. He then had to be hospitalized because he was so stressed out about this. So in addition to freedom of speech, that freedom of speech protects you from the government limiting your speech. You have freedom of association, like we talked about in the first hour. You can associate with anybody you want or not associate with anybody you want. Such as, say, an employee that you don't want to pay anymore. You don't want to associate with that employee anymore. Let's think about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 AM for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapjack? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hands on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief. The trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Lots of people have gone online using their own names, sometimes even in their bios, stating their place of employment or their business. And they have literally celebrated his assassination. They are blissfully happy that a man was shot in the throat because for disagreeing with them. And they're using the most advanced communications technology in the history of mankind to say so and to have that amplified worldwide. You think the old Associated Press or UPI or the old wire services or the old telegraph machines or a megaphone or a newspaper or a radio had a reach? Now you reach people. I often think about both the weekday and the weekend program. We can, to a certain degree, track where you stream from. Don't get a lot of details, but we can know that you are in Baltimore, or you are in San Francisco, or you're in Houston. We can probably get it down to a zip code we can get it down to a zip code. And then I'm fascinated when I go on the podcast and I see, because you can't stream, obviously, halfway around the world unless you're using a VPN. But I can see, based on the statistics, the data analysis, that people are downloading and listening to the podcast in countries all over the world. And that's amazing to me. But I have a radio program, and I have two giant companies that I work for that are media monsters. But you can be sitting at home with your bunny slippers on and your little, nightcap on, sipping a little tequila or a Diet Coke, and you can type something onto Twitter, and somebody all over the world, people all over the world, who don't even follow you, but maybe follow somebody who follows somebody who follows somebody who follows somebody, or they just happen to search for a topic and they see your tweet. They see your post. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people see that. So the people who have gone online under their own names and celebrated this assassination, that are blissfully celebrating somebody being assassinated and shot in the throat simply for a different point of view and using the most advanced communications, are not disagreeing with his political opinions. They're disagreeing with his right to even exist and live. But I recognize their right to express themselves. Free speech means you're free to be an awful person, and you should never be punished for it by the government legally. But you know what? If you lose your paycheck over it, tough feces. I'm not persuaded by your tears, because you did it to yourself. If you're my employee and you were to publicly laugh and cheer because a man was murdered in the middle of a political debate in this country, I don't want anything to do with you. You're not going to get another dime from my business. So pack up your desk, get the hell out, just go. I'm stunned and fascinated at the same time at how many of the freaks doing this crap are public school teachers. Teachers. Have they never read a book? Do they not understand the Constitution? How dumb do you have to be to post assassination porn under your own name? Well, I guess dumb enough to be a teacher. It's not just teachers. How about if you're just, a lot of teachers are smart, but teachers who are doing this are really stupid. What if you're a biomedical researcher? And you post, can someone send me the video of Charlie Kirk being shot and his blood gushing out of his neck? I need something to brighten my mood next time my antidepressant isn't doing enough. Says Nathan Pierre Gaudens, he, him, over on LinkedIn. Lead in single-cell applications, broad clinical labs at Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. Employment? Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, University of Massachusetts, Boston. There are dozens, probably hundreds. I mean, I've got thousands of them. I don't understand what possesses people to do this stupid kind of suicide activity. And they're doing it to themselves. They're not victims. Do not think they're victims. They've aggressively screwed up their own lives with these nauseating celebrations of bloodlust. And besides, it's too late to turn back the clock. The precedent was established over a decade ago. Do you remember when the Missouri radio clown, that was Freudian, wasn't it? When the Missouri rodeo clown got fired because he was wearing an Obama mask? It was a comedy bit the rodeo had done with every sitting president. Every sitting president up until then. But that didn't matter to the so-called cabal because, well, their morality, their ethics, and their intellectual betters in the press, they wanted the poor guy's scalp, and guess what? They got it. They got the rodeo clown fired for wearing an Obama mask. Now, you may say it's unfair. I think it's unfair. I think it's absolutely atrocious. I wholeheartedly disagree with it. He was engaged in political speech, which they had done with all the previous presidents, and he gets fired for it because of public pressure. Because the rodeo, the people who hired him, didn't want the pressure. And then there was this nonsense in 2022.
Is launching an internal investigation after a pilot reportedly signed off a message to passengers by saying, "Let's go, Brandon." Now, that is a phrase that has become conservative code for swearing at President Biden. It actually means F Joe Biden is what it means. Pete Muntean with us here on this. What's going on?
Well, what's so interesting here, Brianna, is that these commercial flights have really become this political flashpoint. We've seen these fights on board in huge numbers by passengers. In this instance, it's a Southwest Airlines pilot who has used the public address system to sow political discord. It's typically used to calm down passengers. He said this phrase, "Let's go, Brandon." It means F Joe Biden. This was reported by an Associated Press reporter who was on this flight from Houston to Albuquerque on Friday. And now Southwest is acknowledging this incident, and it says in a statement, "Southwest does not condone employees sharing their political opinions while on the job. Southwest is conducting an internal investigation into the recently reported event and will address the situation directly with any employee involved." It says, "While continuing to remind all employees that public expression of political opinions while on duty is not acceptable." Now, this is not the only incident like this, just ones that passengers have heard. The United Airlines Pilot Union sent a memo to all of its pilots just last week saying to not use the emergency frequency that pilots use, typically not for screwing around, to say this "Let's go, Brandon" phrase. They say they sent out this memo because of this, and it says that frequency is not to be used as a political pulpit. You know, I'm a pilot. I fly a little airplane. I monitor this frequency all the time. You're supposed to listen to it. I've heard FJB. I've heard "Let's go, Brandon." This is a real problem, and it's happening in a place where pilots can only hear, but also now in a place where the passengers can hear, too.
And you've heard that on that line from commercial pilots?
It's anonymous, so you can't exactly tell. The frequency is 121.5, which is called GARD, and so you're supposed to listen to it all the time. It's for mayday calls. It's for serious stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've heard it. So
you've heard it. All right, Pete.
Yeah, we've heard it. So an airline pilot says, "Let's go, Brandon," over the intercom, and, of course, the cabal went on red alert. So now I'm supposed to care when a school teacher or a nurse or any other professional needs to update their resume because they couldn't contain their glee at a cold-blooded political murder? Back off. I refuse to be scolded by any of these sociopaths. Their rules, now it's their turn. And by the way, let's remember that while we have an ethos, we have a culture of freedom of speech. Nonetheless, that culture of freedom of speech, while I certainly believe in it and absolutely advocate it, protects us from the government or anyone acting in the capacity or on behalf of the government from limiting our free speech. And, of course, my free speech on this radio program is limited by the government because the licensure, which we broadcast through Premier Radio Networks and iHeartMedia, is an FCC license, a heavily regulated industry. So I can't, not that I would, as I've said before to my local audience, I don't think I would ever use the F-bomb on the radio anyway. But there is one word I'd love to use, but which I can't. And it's not bull crap, it's bull you know what. So more of my bull you know what right after this.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Taxes are a pain. Dealing with the IRS takes forever, and understanding taxes? Forget it. You need the pros at Tax Network USA on your side. If you're drowning in debt and don't know where to turn, call Tax Network USA for a free consultation today at 800-780-8888. That's 800-780-8888. Their team of experts have settled over $500 million in tax debts nationwide. They'll work to reduce your tax liability. Call 800-780-8888.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about freedom of speech and people who are celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk this week and then getting fired for it. And I'm trying to help you understand that the First Amendment protects your freedom of speech from being limited by the government or by an actor. And by actor, I mean a company or an entity, a organization, whatever it might be, who is acting on behalf of the government or acting as the government. The First Amendment does not protect your freedom of speech in the private sector. And I'm not sure that I'm getting across, because Goober number 5919 on the text line writes this, Michael, and let me give a preface before I read the text message. Matthew Dowd was an aide to President Bush. I knew him not well, but Matthew was always one of these kind of moderate left-to-center guys that was kind of hanging around the Bushes for a long time. And I never really agreed with him politically. But fortunately, I didn't have to interact with him much. He was a hired political commentator, what they call a contributor, on cable news for MSNBC, currently owned, not soon not to be, but currently owned by NBC News. So as a contributor, he has a contract. Now, I've not read his contract, but I have a contract. I have a contract with Premier Radio Networks and iHeartMedia, and that contract says that I can be terminated for cause. And one of the causes is if I bring disrepute or I bring, I'd have to pull the contract up and read it word for word, but if I embarrass the company or I do something that causes the company to be, you know, vilified or embarrassed, and, you know, just I create problems for the company, which is kind of ironic because I kind of do all the time anyway if you listen to me during the weekday. I'm sure that Matthew Dowd had a similar contract with MSNBC. He got fired for some really distasteful things that he said about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I think he said it actually on the day that the assassination occurred, like within hours, maybe even before we knew that he was dead. Really, really stupid stuff, horrible stuff. And he got fired for it. Now, that's the background. So Goober number 5919 writes and says, if the only reason Matthew Dowd was fired was for, quote, distasteful speech, close quote, I assume you believe, meaning me, believe it was an unjust firing. Please address what speech, if any, should be prohibited in a civilized society. It doesn't matter what I think. It only matters what the employer thinks. Did I find what Matthew Dowd said to be distasteful? Yes. Do I support his right to say it? Yes. Do I support his employer the right to terminate the contract if they found it distasteful enough that they thought it was embarrassing and it was against their values, and so we want to terminate our relationship? Yes. All of those things can be true. We have to learn to differentiate between free speech, which we all have the right to exercise, and recognizing there are consequences to free speech. Now, if I go out and I just go stand a couple of miles from the, I want to draw a distinct picture, a couple of miles from the studio, and I stand on a street corner and I shout how I am glad glad that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Everything he stood for was he was homophobic, he was Islamophobic, he was transphobic, he was a horrible individual, and I hope he dies, and blah, blah, blah. Now remember, don't take that out of context, I'm saying if, because I would never say that. But if I did, iHeart probably wouldn't do anything. However, if iHeart and Premier got wind of that, or somebody took a video of that and posted it online and they saw me saying that, I would make a case against myself right now on air that iHeart could have justification under the contract to terminate my contract. Now, I might fight it, but they have a right to terminate the contract for cause. And if that is encompassed in their definition of for cause, they can do it. I can still say it, but I suffer the consequences of it. Never forget the First Amendment is designed to keep the government from forcing you into what you can and cannot say. In the private sector, just like I can choose who to associate with, meaning I don't have a right to get hired by anybody. And nobody has a right to say, or an obligation that says they have to hire me. And if somebody does hire me and they decide, now take away the fact that I have a contract, so I'm governed by a contract. But if I am not governed by a contract, I'm just an hourly wage employee, and the company decides they want to no longer be associated with me because of things I say online, they have the right to do that. It's not that difficult of a concept. The founding fathers did not want government who has the power to enforce, who has the power at the point of a gun to tell you what you can think, what you can say, or what you cannot say, or what you can believe, or what you cannot believe, or who you can worship or not worship, whatever under the First Amendment. The government cannot do that. So whether Matthew Dowd was an unjust or a just firing, I don't know, because I'm not his lawyer. If he were my employee and he said those things on my airwaves, I would have fired him. Now, whether he thinks, Matthew Dowd thinks it's unjust or not, he probably thinks it's unjust. In fact, he's claimed that MSNBC capitulated to the right-wing media mob. I guess that depends on your perspective. Say stupid stuff, suffer the consequences. Falsely yell fire in a theater, cause a panic, people get hurt, trampled, or even killed, suffer the consequences. You can yell it, but you'll probably pay.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your support of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation makes a lasting difference in real lives, like the lives of the Ernst family. When U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Michael Thomas Ernst was killed in a training accident, Tunnel to Towers provided a mortgage-free home to his loving family. His wife Megan is grateful to Tunnel to Towers and supporters like you for lifting that financial burden off of her shoulders. She says their home is a safe space for her and her children, a place where they remember and feel the love of their fallen hero. Since Tunnel to Towers was founded in the aftermath of 9/11, the Ernst family is one of many that people like you have helped. But there's so much more to do. Many are still in need. We mustn't forget, America's heroes have given so much, and together, we can say thank you in a lasting and meaningful way. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. T, the number 2, T.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and space.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.